Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are you all today? Okay, so what shall we do now? Let's see, you all will have noticed a lot of fresh faces today. Let's see, anyone in front here on my left who is here for the first time? Are you here for the first time? Yes. Tell us your name and how you got to know about this group. Yes, yeah. Welcome, welcome. Who else introduced before? Okay, the whole group of students, each of you, tell us your name. Tell them your name, rather. Yeah. Welcome. And the rest, tell us your name.
Hello.
Good. Welcome. And you're wearing the right attire. Huh? Yes. Yes. Do you know what the meaning is? More or less. Yeah. Chan. Yeah. In Chinese, is Chan. Yeah. I will mention more later. Welcome. Welcome. Gentleman behind.
Hello, my name is Tom, also like the other students from ESSEC. Thank you for coming.
Welcome. Okay. Oh, okay. Welcome, welcome. Who else? Let me see on my right. Any fresh face, or not very fresh already. The rest are all on season parking. Welcome, welcome to SGC, where we have a bit of chanting, a bit of meditation, and a bit more Dharma sharing. Yeah. So every week we have a different topic. Today's topic is in some would say a bit heavy, actually. So let me get this set up a bit. Okay. Today's topic is actually quite long. The name itself is quite long. Do you know the topic?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, huh? So what's the topic?
Do you abort?
Yes.
Your child is handicapped.
Yeah. It's quite a heavy topic. So in the past few weeks, we have an online poll, so students can pose their questions. that they want to have answered or topics that they are keen on. So this came up. Yeah. So a bit of the question on abortion. Yeah. So how? I don't think this is the source. I think this is actually the is it? Yes, correct. Yes. So abortion. But it's not simply about abortion. Because there are different circumstances that may lead a person to consider abortion. Yeah. So in the past few years, especially in the States, there's a lot of discussion about abortion rights. Yeah, whether it's okay to abort. Yeah, and in some states, they actually pass bills making it illegal. Yeah, that the state have a right to decide whether you can abort or not. Yeah, what is the legal ruling in Singapore? Abortion is legal or not? It is legal, right? Yeah, in Singapore, it is legal. Yeah. So today's topic is not just about abortion, but in the case of pregnancy, yeah, where. So there are many different reasons why abortion may be required or may be sought after or wanted. Some of the cases include unwanted pregnancy. Yeah. So then there are cases where the pregnancy itself may lead to birth defects. Yeah. Or in some cases, in the first trimester, maybe when the mother go for scans, and then maybe they find that there are some congenital defects and so on that they already know, yeah, where the birth will not go through the second or third trimester. Yeah, the baby basically have no chance of survival. So sometimes the doctors may recommend abortion, yeah, or induce miscarriage. Yeah, so there are different types of abortion also. Yeah. Some which is at the early stage, they can induce a miscarriage. Some which is where it's more well-formed, and then they have to perform a surgery to actually terminate the pregnancy. Yeah. First and foremost, yeah. Many times when we come for a talk, sometimes we expect the speaker to have an answer. Huh? Yeah. Let me get one thing out of the way. In a way, I don't have an answer for you. Yeah. In a way, I have. If you just look at it strictly from the precepts point of view of not killing, then it's very simple. Yeah. Very. Under no conditions should you kill. So, okay. So that means abortion is out. Yeah. But having said that, in Buddhism, we don't impose this rule on people and say, go around saying, you cannot abort. Is it up to individuals to do it or not? But I feel that this is something that we need to explore further. Yeah, and not simply look at the precepts and then let that be the end all be all. Yeah. In the topic itself, there's a question of whether to abort the child or suffer together with the child. Yeah. So it's actually very specific, first and foremost. The topic itself, very specific. So to consider whether the child will suffer after that, it means that it is not a life-threatening defect. Yeah. In a way, this brings in a much larger spectrum of discussion. Yeah, because as scans become more prevalent, yeah, and genetic engineering and all this ability for us to to, in a way, do some prediction, yeah, raises a lot of ethical questions. Yeah, in a scientific community and also in some of the religious community, there's this question that to what extent should we be taking over, yeah, nature, yeah, where we decide what is being born, yeah, how the child. Today we can determine a lot of things already. Yeah. Today you can decide when you want to deliver. Yeah. The doctor can plan and tell you exactly, yeah, which day to come in. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. I'm an expert. I'm not an expert. Yeah, I merely read about it. Yeah, and I heard some students share with me. Yeah. So to a large extent, pregnancy is a very well managed process now, yeah. But there are ethical issues to this. Yeah. Here we are only looking at abortion, yeah, but together with pregnancy, there's also the question of how about genetic modification? Yeah, in China they are starting to do. Gene splicing for, I think, human, right? Yeah, which means that in the future you can actually have tailor-made babies. Yeah, you want your baby to be 6'5". Yeah, okay, let me key in. Yeah, do you want your child to have high nose bridge, double eyelids, triple? You want triple eyelids? You know? Yeah. Huh? Well, maybe I don't know what the specifics, yeah, but it's in that general direction. Yeah, no joke. Yeah, so we actually had interfaith discussion about this before, closed door discussion, about whether that is still ethical. And then we come down to this. Yeah, because one is proactive, invasive manipulation. This is preventive measure. Yeah. So I bring that in because they are both about control in a way. Yeah. So, Siri again want to talk. You didn't catch it. So the question is, yeah, when is it okay? When is it okay? How many of you have encountered friends or family facing this predicament? Yeah. How was it?
My colleague, she was in her second trimester. Then the doctor told her that her baby had serious defects, and then so they advised her to abort the child. So she went to see another doctor who also gave the same advice. And the doctor, she went for counseling. Wanted to keep the child. Her own mom was against it. Her husband was against it.
Oh.
And the doctor told her, okay, I don't know if it's a doctor, but she keeps saying that. Then the counselor told her that a lot of times when the husband is not for it, if you keep the child, you may also lose your husband. So then she has an older child. Then the counselor also said your older child may blame you for keeping the younger sibling, because end up
a lot of time and effort would be.
So it was so she was very, very upset, but in the end she gave up the child because I think she didn't have her family support.
I see. Yeah, so oftentimes it goes beyond just the person making the decision. Yeah, a lot of other consideration. Something else came to mind related somewhat, which is about euthanasia. Yeah. In a way, when we talk about abortion, in some ways, some would compare it with euthanasia. The difference would be that in countries that support euthanasia, it is a person who makes the decision. In this case, are we able to ask the fetus, ask the child, hello baby, do you Huh? I mean, no joke. This is no joking matter. Yeah. So there are similarities. Yeah. About taking measures to end a life. Yeah. In some cases, preventive measures to prevent further complication. Yeah. In some cases, the complication will result in birth defects. In other cases, actually, it creates, it threatens, it's life-threatening. Yeah. Yeah. So, birth defects include giving birth to the child with heart condition, giving birth to the child with Down syndrome and so on. Some of these can already be detected. Yeah. Then how about life-threatening situations? Yeah. Some of you raised your hand earlier. Yeah. How was it? Yeah. I think you raised your hand.
I mean, on a scale from 0 to 10, but this example in particular family was with the food that was like misaligned with.
Mm.
So now it's like a perfectly healthy boy of 11 years old.
Ah.
But with like the artificial food basically.
Ah, I see.
But yeah, I think it all depends on like the severity of the whole.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So you have like a whole range. Yeah. The condition of the child can range from mild defect to life threatening. Yeah. And life-threatening can be self-life-threatening. That means the child's life is threatened. In some cases, the complication can further affect the mother. Yeah, where it can actually threaten the mother's life altogether. Yeah. Anybody else who have encountered from friends or family? Yes.
For a friend, when she was pregnant, they found that the fetus has part of the brain was outside
the skull. Mm.
So she took the decision to keep the child.
Oh wow.
He's already what, 26, 27 now?
Okay.
After birth she spent a lot of time, of course growth, motor skills and all that is bad. But he managed to walk at the age of 4.
Okay.
And then learning is slow, but he picked up skill. So he's good at what he's doing now. But of course there's some challenge. Everybody is afraid. So he's always being taken advantage of.
Okay.
So, I mean, but after that her husband also, who do not agree, walk out of their life.
Yeah. So, I've also seen many cases. Not personally, but I've seen some documentaries about how some mothers, they took it upon themselves to keep the child. Yeah. It's a difficult decision. Either way. Yeah. So I'm not here. I'm not here to tell anybody that you must keep the child or you must abort. Yeah. To me, who am I to tell you? You know? I think the mother needs a lot of support either way. Yeah. It's definitely not an easy choice. I have handled cases where the pregnancy cannot be kept. Yeah. And it's a very painful process. Yeah, it's not as simple as some may think. Oh, okay, there's birth defects, or maybe it's not wanted. So, if the person chooses to go for abortion, yeah, then some people may think, oh, taking the easy way out. Let me assure you, both ways are not easy. Yeah, on one hand, if the person keeps the baby. Whether it's birth defect, life-threatening, or maybe it's an unwanted pregnancy, the is a long process of acceptance, of of dealing with real day-to-day challenges. Yeah. But on the other hand, we must know that solution, the abortion itself, many times we look at it as just this is a solution. Yeah. But even when mothers take this option, it is not trivial. Yeah. It's not trivial. Yeah. The before, during and after, the whole process. Yeah. Some may even say that it's even more traumatic. Yeah. Some may even say it's more traumatic. So it's not easy. Yeah, it's not easy. Again, I say, as far as the teaching is concerned, sometimes students come to me and they hope that there's a simple, straight answer. Yeah, but I personally don't have a simple, straight answer. If you just go by the precept, no, you shouldn't abort. But I don't think it's right to simply just take the precept and whack people's head. Yeah. Because ultimately the person have to face the decisions either way. And it's a long-term process. Perhaps one area that is worth considering is when it is life-threatening. Yeah? If it's life-threatening. So let's step out of abortion for a while. Okay? Let's step out of that for a while. And if I were to ask you, if there's a mosquito, okay, coming to bite you, what will you do? How would you do? Before, in the past, Ash would slap the mosquito. Now you would? Now you walk away or do like this. Okay. So you will not kill the mosquito now. What if the mosquito follow you? Is there a breaking point where you say, you follow me somehow? Yeah. Would you do that? Not bad, huh? So what was the turning point? Like, what prompted that change from to... So through the classes you learn to appreciate that they also have life and I don't have battery. Oh my goodness, all my devices are running out of battery. Let me see. And so because of that you stop killing them. Yes? So let's make the insect bigger. Yeah. What if it's a dog? You cannot. Can you just like that and the dog go away? So the dog is and the dog is coming at you. Or let's say the dog is not coming at you, coming to your mommy. I know your mommy is bigger than you, but I know. Oh, you're taller than mommy already. Okay. So you have to protect mommy, you know. So what if the dog is going after your mommy? You'll block the dog. What if the dog don't give up? Continue to want to bite your mommy?
No, stop the
dog. How would you stop the dog?
Hug him?
Okay, but what if the dog insists? The dog turn around. No, don't stop me. Yeah, and now it comes to a critical point. You hug, you try all kinds of things. You come to a critical point. Okay, the next moment you have to make a decision. The dog is going to bite your mom. Yeah, you have the choice to continue hugging, but it's not going to stop him, or you can whack his head. What will you do? The rest of you think about it. What will you do? Oh, he's really thinking. Very hard. Ah, so you're afraid that the dog will bite you. What if the dog will not bite you? Okay, so his reasoning is he's hesitating to hit the dog because if he hit the dog will be angry and may bite him. So I'm asking now, what if the dog does not get angry with you, okay, and will not bite you? So will you hit it? Okay, so you hit it as long as it doesn't bite you. And if you were to hit it once, you will not kill it. You'll just, and then after that, go after your mom again. And if you hit it more than 3 times, it will die. What will you do? It's like, mom, can't you just walk away, please? Yeah. Sometimes you wish life is that simple. Yeah. This is in some ways similar to the famous trolley problem. Have you heard of the trolley problem? Yeah. No, haven't heard of the trolley problem. So there's this. If I am not wrong, it's about, I think it's an, is it an economics or is it a philosophy question? Yeah. It's about, if let's say, now there is a trolley, okay? Okay, I don't know how to draw a trolley. Okay, so there's this trolley. You know those, like a tramp kind of thing? And with wheels below. Huh? Why? Yeah. Huh? Why? Does it look like a trolley? Yeah. They call the train a trolley. Yeah. So, okay. So there are two paths. And now there's a question. You are standing here, okay? And there's a lever. You can, and this trolley is now going to head in this direction, okay? It's going to go in this direction, and there are somehow a bunch of kids over here, 4 of them. Somehow they're playing on the train track. They are unaware of the trolley coming at them, and then there is one more person here, don't know what he's doing also. But on the on this side of the track, okay. If you don't do anything, the trolley will go to the left and kill off this 4 person, and they will be killed. Yeah. If you were to just press this lever, yeah, the trolley would go in this other direction and kill this person. Yeah. This is the basic trolley problem. What would you do? Think about it. Yeah. Yes, Ash? What do you want to say? No? No, it's okay, you can say. You would what? You would shout at the kids to get them off the track. Yes, in the ideal world, we do that. But in the unideal world, oftentimes you cannot. So in this situation, you only have enough time to pull the lever. You have no time to reach them, to tell them, hey! Okay, let's say you try that. Okay, hey, get out! Then they look up, bang! All die. Then we rewind. Okay, now what will you do? Within 2 seconds, you must decide. Yeah. How many of you would not do anything? Because if you don't do anything, you're not involved. It's like watching news, you know. It happened. Yeah. Right? You're not the one driving the trolley, in a way. Yeah. You're not the one who asked the kids to play there. So they just happen to die. How many of you would not do anything? 1%? How many of you would pull the lever? So majority would pull the lever. How many of you would just walk away and wonder why Sifu come out of this scenario?
To say something about this.
Yes.
I read somewhere about Buddhism.
Yes.
In this scenario, if you don't regard your body as something, you should stand and let the train go past you, because that will stop the from killing the 4 kids and that person, but you will die.
Yeah.
So in that instance, you should sacrifice yourself to save them.
Yeah, except that in the trolley problem, you cannot do that. In the trolley problem, if you say that you sacrifice yourself, then you will say that it would knock over you and kill the 4 kids anyway.
From a karma perspective, right?
Yes.
What is the ideal action?
What is the ideal question? So, from a karma point of view, karma is about actions. And most importantly, intent. What is your intent behind the action? So, if you consider this scenario, the trolley problem is actually a series of different scenarios. Yeah, we start out with the basic premise and say, okay, what will you do? Yeah, a lot of people, looking at this very logically, would think, yeah, save more people, ma. Yeah, you pull one lever, you actually save 3 persons' life. Yeah. Yes, 4% is saved, but you still kill one guy. So net saving is 3 persons' life. Yeah, seems to be like the right thing to do, right? But the truth is, when individuals are in the actual situation, they find it very difficult to really pull the lever. Because indirectly, directly, you are causing someone's death. Yeah. Never mind the legal repercussion, okay? In the trolley problem, we don't consider the legal implication. Here it's totally purely about your intent and the results, yeah, whether it's ethical or not. Yeah. How about the one who said that you will not do anything?
Maybe I'm a bit selfish. I don't want to create a karma of killing
that person. Okay, so you were considering karma. Yeah. And so by not being involved, you don't do any karma.
Yeah.
So is it always true that if you don't do anything, then there's no karma? For example, if you see a kid crossing the street and then there's a car coming, then you're like, okay, better don't do any karma. Yeah. Whether you decide to pull or not pull. Now, those of you who say that you will pull the lever and kill the first 4, now I give you another scenario, okay? A variant, the implication of this is, now there's a patient, there's a hospital, okay? Hospital. And there are 4 patients inside. I mean, there are a lot of patients. So you are the doctor, okay? And there are 4 patients. 1 patient has liver cancer. 1 patient has heart disease. Another one has lung disease. Another one has kidney problem. Yeah, all 4 of them have different problems. So 1 patient came in for a normal checkup. He's perfectly healthy. And it so happened that his liver is suitable for the first person, his heart is a suitable transplant for a second person, his lungs is suitable for the third person, and the kidney is suitable for the 4th person. How many of you would agree to kill this one person so that all four of them can be saved? Within the next 3 hours, the three of them will die. Yeah, but if you keep the fifth person, you come in for a checkup, and then next thing you know, he's killed and then harvested. Yeah. How many of you would do it to save the fourth person? How many of you would not do it? You see, this is the paradox. Because both scenarios are actually the same. Functionally. Huh? Yeah, explain why.
So you have to think about the kids.
Yeah.
So, but the one in the hospital, they are
four.
Under 18.
Four what?
Very ill, very sick.
And?
So you have like healthy and sick and very young.
This is old.
And the other ones, like, you don't know where they are.
Okay. So let's be more specific. These are four kids also. Yeah, and the point about the liver, heart, lung, and kidney, right, is that this will cause them to die, right? In this case, it is the trolley that caused them to die. So either way, in the first scenario, four of them is going to die. In the second scenario, four of them is going to die also. Yeah, and that's why these two scenarios are compared, and almost without fail, the first scenario, a lot of people will choose to pull. In the second scenario, a lot of people will choose not to do the operation. Yeah. Yes. So you would go for a hybrid solution. So you would get this person's maybe liver and fix one person. Yeah, so we'll save one person. So your suggestion is to save one person and the other three die. The other three will die. So maybe since you're gonna, these two is gonna die, right? These three is gonna die. Then maybe take your heart and fix this guy, and take the lung and fix this guy. So kill one guy. Yeah. Yes.
So for my opinion, let's say saving these three, yeah, just prolong their lives only. They don't prolong their lives. Until the certain stage, they still will die also one day, right?
Well, we all will at some point die.
I mean, individual, some is premature, then some is old age due to sickness. If you save them, they are best to save them to the medical's advance.
Right. Yes.
Yes. So, if you prolong their long life, maybe for another 5 years, 10 years, when they recover, they still will die also.
So in this case, all the kids here is like 10 years old.
Yeah.
And here is also 10 years old. All things being equal.
Yeah, it's equal. I don't know, it's just my own view.
So,
I'm wrong, so sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It is just having a discussion.
Yeah.
So, let's take a seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I want you all to think about it. In those scenarios where whether it's sacrificing one person, okay, or mutually sacrificing to, you know, it's like you have four computers that are spoiled, then you just salvage the parts. Yeah. Now imagine in any of this scenario, if you are the one who is being sacrificed, will it be okay? How many of you would find it okay if you are the one being sacrificed? Huh? Okay, three of you. Thank you very much. On behalf of a grateful nation. Yeah. If you are this person A, versus person 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah? If you are person 1 and you die to save the other 3, because anyway you're going to die, you cannot find a match, would you be okay? Maybe? Huh? Whereas if you're person A, you didn't have to die, you know, you're healthy. Maybe you're more reluctant to sacrifice yourself. Yeah, but if you sacrifice yourself, you can save more person. One for four. Buy one, get four free. Huh? Yeah, you realize it becomes not so easy. Yeah.
It's
so
different if the four are all your children.
Ah. Yes. Yeah, here we are just talking about 10-year-old kids that has no relation. No mention about the relation. And now if they are your kids, your siblings or your nieces and nephew, yeah, then we may take a different stand, huh? So does it make it more right? Becomes tricky. Yeah, I don't want to say it's more right or more wrong, but it's to highlight that it's not such a clear cut thing. If you just look at pure numbers, very simple, 4 to 1, okay, sacrifice 1. Now if you were to bring this principle back to the abortion, especially when it's life threatening, the child versus the mother's life, which will it be? This is what I have to tell you. There was once I was at this school giving a talk, and then the students asked me whether there are exceptions to the rule. Yeah, the first precepts earlier on you all recited, right? Panatipata viramani sikapadam samadhiyami. Yeah, the precept on non-killing. Yeah, I undertake to abstain from killing. Yes, it's on page 3. So they asked me, well, are there exceptions? Yeah, are there circumstances, situations where it's okay to kill? I say no, there's no exceptions given. But this is what else I told them. I said, if now there's someone coming at us with gun, and I know that they are going to kill all of you, and because they are teenagers, they have not gone through military training, ironically, me, the monk, has gone through it before. So if there's actually a machine gun in front of me, an M16, AR-15, I would pick it up. Honestly, I would pick it up. I'll pick it up and fire a warning shot first, across, above the head, not at the head first. And then I will shout out, "Halt, do not proceed, this is the first warning." Yeah. If you continue, it will be fired upon. And if the person still proceed, then I will fire a second warning shot and say, "Halt, this is the final warning. If you proceed, you will be fired upon." Yeah, this is the standard procedure, right? Yeah. And if the person really proceed, I would fire, really. Yeah. Huh?
Which part?
Ah, yes, that's a question. Yeah, I will try to immobilize the person, but I've not been known as a sharpshooter, so... Yeah, that's the tricky thing. Yeah, I might miss or, you know. But I will do what I can humanly possible to prevent the deaths. Yeah. The key thing is, in Buddhism, we don't say, "Oh, Sifu, you're so, what do you call that? So weita, what is weita? Huh? So noble, so great. Huh? Wow." In Buddhism, we don't say, "Because of that, so you don't have any bad karma." Yeah, in Buddhism, if you were to take such an action, there are repercussions also. Yeah, both in the present life and in future life. Yeah, the key thing is that I would do it knowingly and face the consequences. Yeah, we don't say, "Oh, I do this to help people, no, so you shouldn't punish me." No, we don't say that. Yeah, we willingly take on the punishment to prevent the harm. Yeah, but I don't say everybody must do that. Yeah, and for that matter, at that moment when it happens, you really don't know how you react, you know. Yeah, you really don't know. It is it is why I find the trolley problem very interesting. Because whenever we do the trolley problem, the first time, to be very honest, the first time I heard the trolley problem was when I was in university during a Dharma camp. And I was one of those who, how about if we do this, how about we do that? The camp moderator is like, no, you cannot do any of that. And at that age, I was always like, why is this question like that? Something is wrong with the question. Yeah. But over the years, I realized that, yeah, it's not right, right? If you look at this situation, how can it be so specific? But sometimes life is that unfair, you know? Sometimes you don't have that much time to decide to make the best decision. Sometimes you don't have that luxury. So what are you going to do? In my opinion, you can only do your best. Yeah.
Huh? Does the intention make the difference to the fruit of your same karma, the exact same action by your intention?
Yeah, it does. And that's my point, that you cannot expect your circumstances to be so perfect, you know, that you can consider so much things. Yeah. The one thing you have to take care of is your intent. Yeah, is your intent. What is your intention? What is your intention? Yeah, so, but we cannot wait until that moment, then we want to check our intention. So we have to take care of our intent, especially when nothing critical is happening. Especially when nothing critical is happening. I think anyone in such a situation, yeah, where they have to consider to keep the pregnancy or to end the pregnancy, I think what they need is support. Yeah, I think what they need is for people to be there for them. Yeah, not to, you know, give them more pressure with the teachings and so on. Yeah. In the Buddhist tradition, we do practices, and then we dedicate merits to the unborn child. Yeah. I've ever advised a student to do that. Yeah. Of course, I do not advise anyone to go and do an abortion or anything. But this is what I advise the student. Talk to your child. Yeah. Let your child know about your predicament. So, not sure whether it's suitable to share with you all what happened in the end. But in the end, it panned out the way it panned out. Yeah. Amitabha. Yeah. Not easy. Any other questions or thoughts to share on this? Yes.
So can I do a paro chanque?
Oh. Okay.
My girl is not born yet. I have a new toddler. I bought her.
Uh-huh.
And she born defective cleft palate. When the moment I saw her, I can't take it. I wish I can sit below to kill her.
Oh dear.
That's the time I have the new thought. Wa fa hu chan hui. Today she's a grown up girl, age 41. She's healthy and intelligent, and she's a philanthropic daughter. In my life, it's loaded with me until today. I've done wrong. So, wow, today I'm far too humble to share what I have loaded with me until today. When the moment I pregnant her, because my elder boy is 2 years, my financially, I'm not stable at that time. And all I'm working in Changi Airport, all my colleagues asked me to abort her.
and I have this little talk with me. And I discussed my husband, said no, you have to keep her. When she come to this world, I was shocked on my life when upon her in the film that I saw she's got cleft palate, serious cleft palate. And she gone through on the surgery table for many times to repair her palate.
Mm.
Now she's a grown up girl at age 41. She's healthy, she's intelligent, she has a great job today and good family.
Mm.
So I didn't, that's the time I bought her that have done the good things in my life. So what father time we have taught, what mama, what chocho gave on the earth, your earning. What your earning, what chocho? Sifu, what chocho? What young to the earning, it's a young daughter, dear to yourself, Sata.
In
a can and a young to him, none can. Don't you, what chocho, listen to. Watching tell of father time we.
我懂得我错了，我一生的善业，我一生的善业，我一生的听闻佛法，我希望我全部分享给我儿女子孙。I
thank to my mom that take care of her all the while.
Mm.
I thank for my family support, also my brothers sisters.
Mm.
So today she's a successful person with good job, good family, something to share with everybody. That's a mistake. I didn't do it at my age of 22. So 那时候我没有做这个错事，杀了他。 So 我是很虔诚的忏悔。世尊说这个忏悔只要清净，清净则安乐。所以
yeah. So in Buddhism, recognizing one's wrong is very crucial. And then making the determination. In Buddhism, repentance is not simply asking the Buddha for forgiveness, but more importantly, making the determination not to do it again.
But this age of 66 already.
Passed by.
It's loaded with me for many, from the day when she came to this world, it's loaded with, I have very painful stage of going through with her also. And she go through a very difficult time on the surgery table many times. So something that I need to share that I very against abortion. If I do it at the time, I won't see her today. Something that I need to share. She's a good daughter. She's a very happy daughter.
Thank you for sharing so openly. Anitta. Not easy. That's a saying. 人非圣贤，谁能无过? This is more a Chinese saying. That in English it would be to err is human. Basically, who is without faults? The important thing is to recognize the wrong, and then to make an effort to change. To make an effort to change, to recognize that we have the potential to change, and then to put in effort to change. Is there anyone here who has never done any wrong before? Is there anyone here who has done some wrong before? Yeah, we are all one big family of wrongdoers. It's important to recognize that. It is said, there was one time the Buddha said something to the extent that we will continue making mistakes. And then we'll feel sorry, we'll repent, and then we'll change. Then we may make the same mistake again. And then we'll go through this cycle again and again and again until one day we stop. Until we become perfectly enlightened. Then we stop. So don't give up. Don't be disheartened if you make mistakes. Yeah. But also don't give yourself excuse. After today you go back, oh, Shifu said it's okay. No, not okay. Okay. Yeah. So intent. Yeah, intent. I want to also perhaps wrap up by saying that if we ever encounter individuals with difficulties in such situation, offer them as much support and help as you can. Yeah, and also sometimes recognize that we may or may not be the best person to help sometimes. Yeah, so if needed, refer them to somebody else who may be able to help them better. The last thing anybody needs is more pressure. Yeah. So I almost never, if people come to ask me about this, I almost never like go in guns blazing and say, oh, you're a horrible person, now I even think about doing this. No, it doesn't help them. Yeah. A lot of times you need to understand the circumstances they are facing, yeah, the situation they are in. Oftentimes it's almost never simple. Yeah, never. And I feel that many times when there's understanding for that person, the person becomes calmer, clearer, and the person can make a decision that he or she is able to face and manage better. Okay, that's all we have for today. Yeah. If we don't have any other questions, then we put our palms together. Yuan xiao san zhang zhu fan nao.
Yuan xiao san zhang zhu fan nao.
Oh, wait. Our French students, you all can understand? Cannot, come back next week, I'll explain. 愿得智慧真明了 普愿罪障悉消除 世事常行菩萨道 阿弥陀佛 起立